the Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Well, Joe Seville, the Holiday Doc, is here, and Joe is staying in Ireland for the summer, I hear. Is that right, Joe?
No, Declan, I'm heading off on Sunday. Come on now.
And of course, it's been ages since you were away.
Well, I'm making up for lost time, you see, that's the whole thing.
When were you away last?
I was away two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you all about
this
it.
This is work.
This was work. Yeah, it was sort of work. I had to go and do, as you say, a little bit of research. I know you like that word very, very much, Declan. Yeah, I was away. I know I was talking to you before about Antalya, which is a beautiful, beautiful place to go to. It's known as the Mediterranean of Turkey. It's absolutely beautiful down there. And Turkish Airlines started direct flights there from the 6th of April, which run until the 28th of October this year, which is brilliant. So it means you've got the direct flight down. Flight time is about 4 hours 30 down, 4 hours 45 coming back. It's on one of their new aircrafts, which I was really impressed with. I've flown with Turkish Airlines a lot. I've been on their wide body on long haul, like anything over 9 hours would normally be on the wide body one. And this is the new 737 MAX. Beautiful aircraft. Absolutely stunning.
Right, okay. That's the plane. Ryanair are using them as well now.
Absolutely.
From Dublin to Stansted.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a real streamlined aircraft. Really, really nice. And guess what, Declan? They have business class on board. And I took... Yes. Now, I did go down and have a little look at the economy as well. Looked at the aircraft.
Of course you do, with down your nose.
Well, I had to do that and then close the curtain on the way back. But it's a fantastic, beautiful aircraft. As I said, they're running the direct flights down to Antalya. TurkishAirlines.com there. You can book that. And really, really nice service. Very, very good. And they're running those until the 28th of October.
Okay, so that's 4.5 hours of distance. How does that compare, say, with the Canaries?
The Canaries is about the same, about four and a half hours.
So this is the direct competition to the Canaries.
Absolutely, yeah. And Declan, as we spoke about only a couple of weeks ago, you know, anyone going away now to sort of Spain, Canaries, whatever, they've brought in that legislation in relation to all-inclusive things. Great thing about Turkey is none of that going on there. And I'll be talking about the resort
now. What do you mean by that?
I mean, you stay in an all-inclusive hotel down in Turkey and you can drink as much as you want, really.
Okay, if you were tempted.
Well, if you could have a beer at 12 o'clock and then you could have your lunch with a glass of wine and, you know, work away from there and see how the day takes you. Now, it's beautiful down there. As I said, it's known as the Turkish sort of Riviera for its beautiful beaches, stunning scenery, and it's also a golfer's paradise. And again, a lot of the golfers will be going down there and obviously they go out golfing very early, the temperatures can get quite high there. You fly into Antalya, and then I went onwards to stay in a place called Belek, which I'd been to before, and that's where all sort of the main golfing areas are, but also a huge amount of all-inclusive hotels. Now, I've stayed in all-inclusive hotels before in Turkey, and they've been nice, they've been good, but this resort just blew my mind away. I mean, I've never stayed anything. I would compare it to, I know we've spoken through the years when I used to go down to Cancun quite a bit, and they've got the real luxurious five-star all-inclusive hotels. This has a very much like a sort of European international feel about it. It's called the Calista Resort, and it's literally minutes walk. They've got a private beach there. Absolutely stunning. People say to me, okay, all-inclusive, you know, will you get bored with the same type of food, whatever? I've gone to those resorts where you have your buffet and stuff. This is just completely different. They have 10 bars and 10 restaurants on the resort.
Right.
So it's a big, big place, but it's managed really well. I mean, everything from start to finish. Like, during the summertime, they have about 1,000 staff working there. So you can imagine the ratios of, you know, like staff to clients staying there. Beautifully designed hotel. As I said, you're right on the beach. They also have great facilities there as well. There's areas there, you know, for kids areas, which they have a place called the Mini Club Calhipo. And basically the kids are looked after. You know, the little choo-choo trains go through the resort, look after the kids during the day. They have creches there where they specially make the food to your requirement of your child or whatever. And, you know, it's a really, really good operation.
How does it compare price? I mean, we always say that Canaries, because it's a tax-free situation, they're not in the EU. It's you know, it can be cheaper. So is this place cheap too?
It's well,
reasonable.
It's reasonable, Declan. And, you know, we were talking there a while ago about the price of hotels in Dublin for one night now, and you think about it. And again, if you're going to like a five-star resort in the Canaries and stuff, you're going to pay a lot of money. I mean, last time I was over in Tenerife, the prices were astronomical. I mean, you were talking about €600 a night for two people staying in an all-inclusive resort, which is expensive. It's pricey. Now, you're staying in a five-star resort. You think about a five-star hotel here. The Calista, it's you know, the prices start there in around $300 per night. But you think about that, Declan. That's all your meals included, all your food. And also, they've got great things like they've got a beach bar there as well. Some of the all-inclusive hotels, you've got to go back in to the resort to get the drink and whatever, because you're going to a beach in the front. Yeah. There, they have an actual beach bar. You get your big ice bucket with your beers or your waters or your soft drinks, whatever you want, down to the beach. You're set up for the day or whatever you want to do. And also, they've got amazing patisseries there. So coffee shops, patisseries, they make all their own stuff there. Incredible. And then even I did the buffet restaurant a couple of nights, which was, I don't like the word buffet, but it was absolutely amazing. You've got chefs there cooking any food that you want, you know, whether it's from steak to chicken, of course, traditional Turkish dishes as well, which are really popular and people like to try them. And again, you know, at lunchtime, we'd go to the little a la carte restaurant and everything's included. Your food, your drinks, everything is all included in that. So in around a €300 per night, right, which I think is very reasonable. And again,
and what are you saying, that it's open, that there's no problem with alcohol and things, because the Turkish government are in a sort of a dilemma, because they've got some sort of, one of the parties I think has some sort of religious influence, and they want to put up the prices of alcohol and things like that. But at the same time, they don't want to kill the golden goose that's given them a lot of income.
Well, that look, and that's it, very much so. And again, you know, when you're at the bars there and stuff, there's no problem there at the moment. And, you know, but you go to the bar and it's all premium drinks. I mean, I've gone to the Turkish places where, you know, you'd be drinking the local Turkish wine, or you'd be having the local Turkish, you know, alcohol, whether it's beer or whatever. But there, it's all international brands. And let me just say, I experienced a very, very nice time there. So, as I said, it's the Calista. It's a luxury resort. They also have a very famous spa there as well. So, if you're looking for the whole package. But, you know, people are saying to me, would you recommend it for families? Absolutely, I'd recommend it for families. And also then, you know, adults only, they've got certain areas there as well, which is for adults only, the quiet zones. So in other words, if you want to be away from the kids and stuff like that, which suits me very well, Declan, sometimes, you've got lovely areas there where you can actually lie out and stuff. Another good tip for people as well, if you're looking at booking an all-inclusive resort, you know, you look at the different, you've got a superior room, you know, the levels go up on it. I always say to people is, you know, sort of go for the basic. Once you have a balcony, and they're fine sized balconies, you don't spend much time in your room, because you're always on the beach, or you're, you know, having lunch, or you're going out for dinner and stuff like that. So you really don't spend that much time in the room at all. So it's definitely worth maybe looking at, you know, the accommodation options there as well.
Okay. A question in relation to Turkey. Hi, Declan. Could I ask Joe, is there any good deals in the next few weeks for Kusadasi?
There, you know what, Declan? I was just looking yesterday and I got an email in from sunway.ie, and they had 7 nights down in the name is mistake, has slipped me now. It's in Kusadasi Central. It's a very popular hotel. I've stayed there before. Palm Wings, I think is the hotel called. And they had it, including your flight, 7 nights, $4.99 per person. Now that's a deal. Or I think it was $6.99 for 2 weeks, which is very good on Sunway. Right. It's a really popular hotel right in the centre of Kusadasi. You literally walk 3 minutes down the road and you're into the centre of Kusadasi. And it's great, because actually I saw some footage there recently of Kusadasi, should I say. I always pronounce it wrong. But I was looking there and it's great. All the cruise ships have started coming in again. So, you know, the whole port area where, you know, you go and you get your handbags and your bits and pieces in the markets. It was really quiet the last time I was down there a couple of years ago. But all the cruise ships are starting to come back in again, which is fantastic. So there's a great buzz about the place. So there's a really good deal now. Sunway.ie, $4.99, 7 nights, flights. Oh, and a 30 kilo bag of lens.
Right. And, you know, you've got to be flexible on all these sort of things, don't you, to get the deals, because things can be very expensive.
You do. And, Declan, in the good old days, pre-COVID, I'd be talking to you about, you know, pack your bags, let's go. I think that was one of those ones. I think it was actually, maybe the flight was going out this Sunday or Monday, something. So it is one of those ones where if you can just get the time off, of course, people have probably extra time to take off now with the holidays and things like that. You will get the sort of like the last minute deals on that. As I said, you know, it's a really good deal for 7 nights down there. And of course, temperatures are lovely, in around 30 degrees. So you'll definitely get a nice bit of heat on the bones.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, you're packing your bags. You're off again. Where's it this time?
I'm going to Alghero in Sardinia. Looking forward to very much. Booked it a while back. A friend of mine has a place down there. She's down for 2 weeks, so I'm going down for the second week. So looking forward. Sardinia is another beautiful place to go to as well.
Yeah, I was never there. Is it very Italian?
Very Italian, yeah, yeah. But it's beautiful. It's just the whole ethos of the place, the people. You know, Italians do it right, Declan. You know, you go to these lovely places. I just love listening to the voices, them, in the conversation and stuff like that. And there's a beautiful old town there as well. And Ryanair are actually running direct flights down there. I think they're starting in around €100 return, which is very good. Now, if you're not putting the bags in, as you know yourself, it gets a little bit more expensive. But they're running direct flights down to Alghero, and from the airport into the centre is about 8 minutes drive. Very handy.
All right, okay.
Hey, top tips, Declan.
There he is, the holiday doc, Joe Supple. Thanks, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.
Thank you.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.